T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie out today, no April Foolin', just Gibbons and I. What happened over the weekend?
So tragically, over the weekend, Nipsey Hussle, who is an artist, Grammy-nominated artist and producer, he's worked with Drake, Rihanna. Is this some Nipsey Hussle right
here? This is some Nipsey Hussle right here, yes.
So he's got a store.
Hustle in the house.
Yep. He's got a store in L.A. called the Marathon Store.
I'm not gonna play right now. I saw the alert come through last night. I started looking into who Nipsey Hussle was. I had not heard of him. So it doesn't negate it being sad. I'm just saying, if you're going, you don't know who Nipsey Hussle is? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I'm looking into it. But go ahead.
He's worked with Drake, Rihanna, YG, Childish Gambino, Pharrell Williams. I mean, he's worked with a lot of people. He was nominated for Best Rap Album this year at the Grammys, his debut. He's dropped a bunch of mixtapes. He lost to Cardi B for Album of the Year.
Yeah.
So he's outside of his storefront, right? Him and two other people, and evidently possibly his young daughter was with him as well. Nipsey Hussle's young daughter. And some dude rolls up and just unloads on him and starts shooting people.
And didn't it say a couple other people were injured as well?
Two other people were shot. Nipsey Hussle was shot and did not survive. He went on Twitter earlier in the day and posted something really weird. He said, "Having strong enemies is a blessing." And then a few hours later, he gets gunned down in the middle of the street.
What?
Yeah.
Having enemies is a blessing.
Having strong enemies is a blessing, he tweeted out. And then a couple hours later, gets shot down in the street. Now, one of his associates was on Instagram Live talking about, "I can't believe what just happened." And some dude hopped on the IG Live and said, "I'm the one who shot Nipsey Hussle. It was me. Ha ha ha. Come and get me." So there's some dude who is claiming responsibility. They're saying it could have been gang related because Nipsey Hussle is a known member of the Crips out in L.A. And the Crips and the Bloods are two rival gangs who have had issues for, you know, decades now.
Oh, yeah.
Saying it could be gang related. They're not quite sure yet. They got this guy on Instagram Live saying he's the one who did it. But all we know is Nipsey has passed away tragically at 33 years old. And just it sucks. Right. You know, he's produced for a bunch of people. He's released a bunch of mixtape. His debut album comes out. It's fire. Nominated for a Grammy. He's about to like go crazy and blow up, and then something tragically like this happens.
Hussle. Nipsey
Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
There you go.
Sucks. I didn't want to say Nipsey Hussle. Sad news.
R.I.P.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie with just Riggs and Gibbons this morning. Do you have good news to start the day?
I have too much good news. I'm going to let you go first because I have more than just one thing.
My good news is that I am back from an amazing trip that I took to California, which I thought was going to be just jumping out of airplanes, which I, what I had originally planned for it to be.
Uh-huh.
I took everything prepared to jump out of airplanes, my gear, and it didn't happen. But what did happen was I realized my proximity to two amazing gems, Yosemite National Park and the Northern Redwoods of California, Humboldt County, which is where 60% of the nation or the world's marijuana is grown.
Jesus.
Yeah, Humboldt County. Known for its cannabis, and marijuana is legal in California, and they do all sorts of like tours. They have a skunk train that goes through.
No, they don't.
They do, I promise you. They have marketed the weed industry so much.
Oh my!
I will show you a magazine I have.
The skunk train.
Yeah, it's called the skunk train.
That.
But it was fun. But going up there, not just that, but it was the trees. They have these amazing redwood trees that are like ridiculous. I drove a car through a tree, literally. Through a tree.
What?
The tree was large enough for me to drive my car inside the tree. It was crazy.
Oh, I'm getting anxiety just thinking about that.
Oh my God. It was amazing. That and just Yosemite National Park is just the waterfalls and everything because of all the snow melting.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy to look at. So I got to see a crap ton of nature instead
That's
of
awesome.
Skydiving. So, yeah. And I went on a hunt for Bigfoot as well. I was in Bigfoot country.
Did you find him? I mean, because this has been your mission for like 2 years now.
I know. You know what? I looked long and hard. I've got a lot of really solid evidence. A lot of evidence.
Okay.
but I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know
still
yet.
Up in the air. But it's good news that I'm back from that trip. It was a really good, like, soul-searching type trip. It was good solo time.
Hell to the yes.
What is your good news, Gibbons?
Well, Riggs, let's start with the fact that it's now WrestleMania week. WWE WrestleMania is on Sunday. It's finally WrestleMania week.
Where is WrestleMania this year?
WrestleMania this year is in New Jersey. New Jersey. New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your home stomping grounds.
It's in the northern part near New York, okay. But whatever. It is my stomping grounds, my hometown, yes. Yes, okay. I'm excited. But even more so than that, the Brewers are on fire, dude.
Hell yeah, I've heard.
Christian Yelich has 4 home runs in 4 games. The man is not the man. He's a myth. He's a legend. He's the bomb. That's the great news. The Brewers are on fire.
I've heard. I'm not paying attention because I feel like it's good luck if I'm not paying attention right now. I haven't been, so good. Good for the Brewers.
All right.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Good news for Brewers fans.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Christian Yelich is on fire, Gibbons. Fire.
En
fuego. 4 home runs in 4 consecutive games.
Uh-huh.
Which has only been done a couple times before by people like, Mark McGwire and Willie Mays.
Yeah, but Riggs.
What's that?
How many times has it been done by the reigning NL MVP?
Zero.
Zero. Zip. Zero.
Until
none,
now.
Nada. Until.
It's only been done once by Christian Yelich, a reigning MVP, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Which is huge. He did one again yesterday.
Did you see the game yesterday?
No, what happened yesterday?
Riggs.
Tell me.
Not only does he hit a home run for the 4th time in 4 games,
They won yesterday, right?
Well, they're down by 1, okay? Right. It's the bottom of the 9th.
Yeah.
The Brewers win! Yelich is the hero!
Walk-off RBI?
Walk-off 2 RBIs on the hit. This team, dude, it's destiny. It's destiny, nice. Man. Killing it.
Oh, they won opening day too, which is another good sign.
They're 3-1.
They're 3-1 now.
They let the Cardinals win 1 game in this series because you got to give them 1.
We'll give you 1.
Oh man, but the Brew Crew is on fire!
Damn right, yeah.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Alley's out. Who can't she talk about this morning, Gibbons? Who is it?
Bro.
What?
When it comes to her kids, leave Pink alone. Don't comment on her
Pink.
Kids. Dude, Pink went off
dude,
on
I
Instagram.
Dude, I would never want to be on Pink's bad side.
Pink.
I would imagine it would be like being on Allie's bad side. You wouldn't want to be there. You just wouldn't want to be there. Pink. Somebody like Pink. What happened? What the hell happened?
She's a Philadelphia chick, Pink is, and you don't mess with Philly chicks,
no,
all right?
No, you don't.
So over the weekend, Pink was on vacation in the tropics with her kids, right?
Yeah.
She posted a picture on Instagram. It's Pink and her 2 kids, who are ages 2 and 7, okay?
Yeah.
They're leaning down, they're playing with a pelican. And Pink's son has his pants off because he was in the pool swimming and I guess at some point took his swimming diaper off. And there's this photo, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a little kid. No big deal. The daughter has her shirt off. It's nothing. They're playing with a pelican, right?
Yeah.
All these people start commenting on it. How could you post your child naked? Start talking about all these crazy things, right? To the point that Pink deletes the photo.
Why?
But Pink got the last laugh.
Okay.
She reposted the photo. And she scribbled out her child's junk, which doesn't matter. Who cares, right? But this is the post, right?
Yeah.
She says, there's something seriously wrong with a lot of you. Going off about my baby's wiener, I'm paraphrasing,
right.
About circumcision, are you for real? As any normal mother at the beach, I didn't even notice he took off his swim diaper. I deleted it because you're all bleeping disgusting.
Yeah.
And now I'm turning off my comments and shaking my head at the state of social media and keyboard warriors and the negativity you bring to other people's lives.
Yeah.
There's something seriously wrong with a lot of you out there.
Yeah.
SMFH.
Yes.
Here's a picture of the pelican we obviously caught and abused for hours before dangling baby wiener in its face. So she got the last laugh. They're hanging out.
Yes, they're not doing anything wrong. Plus, the fact that it's perverted, that you're making it perverted when you see the picture. It's not a perverted picture. There's nothing pornographic or graphic or sexual about it at all. The fact that you see it and you make it sexual, that's your fault.
Yeah,
and that's weird
exactly.
On you as a person.
It's a woman with her 2 kids playing with a pelican and the 1 kid's pants happen to be off. I don't know about you, Riggs, but without exaggeration,
yeah.
every photo I'm in from the age of 2 to about, I don't know, 25, I don't have my pants on, okay?
Well, part of that's illegal, Gibbons.
Well, part of it, I was drunk. But when I was 2, I was just a crazy madman.
Right, when you're 2, you're just being a kid.
Yeah,
you're just being a kid.
The kid got out of the pool and took his diaper off and played with a pelican.
Of course it's fine.
And everybody just needs a reason to bitch and moan. I was like, leave Pink alone, because I'm telling you, Pink is not the one you want to mess with, dude.
What's the internet outrage about today? Pink in her pants. Pink's kid had his pants down in the pool. No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Riggs and Allie on 103.7 Kiss FM. It's cold this morning, but it's one of those days where you can shed the layer later because it's going to be like 49 and mostly cloudy later. What?
No, it's not, Riggs. There's going to be a foot of snow on the ground and it's going to snow and be crazy. April Fools.
You imagined?
Up.
No. I would never do that. That's such a dumb thing to say. April Fools, by the way.
Dude, April Fools sucks, okay?
Why do you have such a thing against April Fools Day?
There will be no April Fools jokes on this show. One, because we got an email from our corporate lawyer. But two, because I have been scarred by an April Fools joke that happened on the radio. Uh-huh. And I know there are people listening right now who would fall into that trap. And I would never want to do to someone what was done to me.
Okay, well, you tell what happened and then I'll tell you how I wound up in prison for 8 hours.
Yeah, I can't believe that either. Dude.
Okay.
All right, so it's my senior year of high school.
Yes.
I'm driving to school. And I'm listening to the Howard Stern show. Because that's what I did when I lived, you know, when I was growing up. That was one of the guys,
sure.
One of my heroes listening to, right? But it wasn't Howard Stern. It was this other show called Cross and Lopez, and they talked about Fun Without the Filth that they were going to have, and how Howard got fired, and they were going to be the new morning show across the country. I have goosebumps telling this story. So I pull up to school, and I'm like, I can't not listen to this. So I pull up, and I'm sitting in the parking lot. Now school has started. I'm late for school. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm listening to this awful radio where they're doing like hokey word of the day, just crap that just is terrible radio.
Oh, like today in history, like that kind of stuff? Like, that type of stuff? Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm in my car for an hour now. I'm missing an hour of school listening. And it's 7:30 prime time in Radio Land. They announce it's all a prank. And Howard comes back on the air. And Howard talks about, we got you guys. I missed an entire day of school. I was so distraught by this. I said, I can't go into school right now because my favorite show just left. And now they're back. And I don't know what to believe. And I missed an entire day of school over an April Fool's prank on the radio. And that is why nobody listening to this very show right now will be pranked by this show between now and 10 o'clock. I can't promise the rest of the day.
Excuse me.
Okay, yes?
No. Yeah. I want to say that you have validated our medium that we are on right now.
Yes.
Because you said three words right there that impacted me.
What are the three words?
On the radio.
Damn straight.
It moved you to a point of not wanting to continue with your day because you were listening to something happening on the radio.
Yes, absolutely.
So, hats off to the radio station for making something like that happen.
Hell yeah, WYSP, a radio station I would then work at to start my career.
Yeah.
Full circle. So how the hell did
we're the only people that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're the type of medium because this happened to me in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you haven't heard this story before, pull up a chair. Here's how I wound up in jail
over
Eminem, the rapper.
What?
But it wasn't Eminem, the rapper at all.
Okay, explain.
Leading up to April Fool's Day in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which, ironically enough, is a 103.7 Kiss FM. If you look it up right now. We get confused with them all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do get those calls, yes.
And we own that station now, which I just got goosebumps saying that. That's the station where I started. But we're on the radio a couple weeks before April Fool's Day talking about how Eminem is doing this Back to the Roots tour where he's showing up in random places on the back of a flatbed truck and doing like a surprise show. And like he did one in Houston and he did one in Memphis.
Oh, my God.
And he did one in Nashville. And we're like, oh, we're in Chattanooga. What if he comes? And then we're like, he's doing one in Atlanta. And we're like, oh, he skipped Chattanooga. And then we went, but wait, he's coming back. Eminem is coming to Chattanooga. And everybody thought that Eminem was coming to Chattanooga.
And you did this on the radio.
On the radio. We had the morning show that was called Jane and Troy. They were talking about it. They were the Riggs and Allie of Chattanooga. Talking about how Eminem was doing this tour and he was going to come through and Eminem was going to make an appearance at a miniature golf place in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Eminem the rapper was going to show up and do a show on the back of a flatbed truck and people pulled their children out of school.
No way!
People took their kids out of school for the day, Gibbons. lined up in traffic. This would be the equivalent of like maybe Highway 100 being completely packed from like
gridlocked
from like the zoo interchange all the way down to, say, Franklin area.
Oh my God.
It was that much traffic that we had caused in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
For something that was never happening?
What was happening was our promotions guy was going to show up wearing an M&M costume, like the candy, with M&M stickers and M&M CDs and M&M posters, the rapper.
Oh my God.
And M&M candies and say, ha ha, April Fools. But instead, I was greeted by police cars.
No way!
Yes, we shut down half the Chattanooga Police Department because they were getting calls of all the traffic and the backup and this whole place called Sir Goonies Miniature Golf Place. Sir Goonies Mini Golf. Oh. They shut down in a Big Lots parking lot. There's a Big Lots across the street, and they're like,
oh my God,
what is happening in this parking lot? Police were there. I was put into a cop car. There were people like banging on the window of the police car. There's a little redneck kid going, you said he was going to be here. You told us Eminem was going to be here. It's all on camera. I was
on
the
news.
Oh my God,
no way. Yes. You got on the news for it?
Yes, I was on the news for it.
Now, okay. Yes. We know in the business, if we ever do something good in the community, it says local radio personality does good in the community.
Yes.
If we do bad, they'll print our full name, address, and our entire rap sheet.
Uh-huh.
When you were in the news for this, did they say local radio personality, or did they say Riggs from Chattanooga's radio station?
Not only did they butcher my name, they butchered my friend's name as well, because it was two of us that got arrested. They didn't use my real name because they butchered it. They had Thompson Riddle was my name.
On the news, they said your name was Thompson Riddle,
R-I-D-D-L-E, which is nothing like my real name at all.
Not even close.
Andrew is my real first name, and yeah. Riddle is my real last name. I was like, where did you pull Thompson out of? Where does it even come from?
Dude.
What?
Hold on.
Illuminati?
No. You had to have gotten off, right? You got off on this charge.
I did get off on the charge because the police couldn't prove who Riggs was. They were like, we don't know who Riggs is. We have you in here as Andrew Riggle. They have my government name. They were like, we don't know who Riggs is. And they only knew me as Riggs at the scene. Nobody knew me as my government name at the scene. So I got off on a technicality. It's what my lawyer got me off on. You can't prove that Andrew Riggle was at the scene at all. It was some Riggs character. It could have been anybody in a station t-shirt. You could say that you were anybody. You don't see him on the radio. You don't know what he looks like. And the cop was like, you're right. I can't prove that it was him. And I got off on a technicality. But the other guy, they found a woman in the court that was listening that knew his real name, that knew his wife somehow. And they were trying to make an example of us.
You know what, though?
Because we jacked up the city of Chattanooga really bad.
You got off. It's yes. a great story, yes. even though it has scarred you from, yes. from April Fool's Day, much like I've been scarred.
We've both been scarred by the radio.
Just know, everyone listening, you're not going to hear any pranks from us this morning.
No pranks.
I promise.
No, I've done my fair share of pranks.
All bets are off for the rest of the day,
right.
though.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So Girl Scout cookie season. Do your girlfriend's kids do Girl Scouts?
No, we tried to get the 6-year-old involved, and she was really excited and then just didn't want to do it.
Okay, that's fine. It's not for every girl.
Yeah,
but
totally.
For the ones that do, they enjoy selling the Girl Scout cookies, right?
And they make it a whole big thing selling those cookies. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do. I have a rule, though. I will not buy Girl Scout cookies from a flyer on a table
okay.
that a parent has lazily left there, and I will not buy them from a parent that asked me to buy for their kid. If you have your kid ask me directly, I will gladly purchase or make a donation. But the whole purpose is to teach your kid responsibility about, you know, selling things, being entrepreneurial. And isn't that part of the program?
Yeah, but you haven't you didn't take the easy way out and just buy them from one of the people in the office who's
no.
selling them for their kid? Wow,
no,
okay.
No, I'll only buy it from the kid.
Hey, respect, respect.
If you have your kid call me or text me or something like that, that's happened before, and sometimes that works. But in person, too, not just on Facebook. This is my daughter, Sally. No, in person, all right? So this father takes $780 of his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money, takes it, steals it for himself.
Oh, son of a...
But instead of owning up to it and saying I needed the money for whatever he used it for, he went Jesse Smollett on the thing and staged a burglary.
Oh, come on.
So the police show up to his house. They find a man unresponsive. He said somebody came in through the sliding glass door. There was a struggle. He knocked me out. I don't know what happened, but he stole some money. Nobody stole any money.
Oh, come on.
He took the money from his daughter, and he's being accused now of staging the whole thing. Making the whole thing up. This dad in Oregon, which people in the Pacific Northwest are a little odd sometimes.
Yeah, very much so. I came here from the Pacific Northwest, right? So that says enough.
I was just visiting Northern California up near the Pacific Northwest. It was the Pacific Northwest.
Uh-huh.
That's Bigfoot country, real Bigfoot country, where people actually believe, and they have like posters and everything of Bigfoot in there. So there's some weird people over there.
Yeah, but it's more likely that Bigfoot exists than that this guy actually had the things, the money stolen from him.
Right.
Come on, dude.
So, yeah, this father facing some jail time.
Yeah, and rightfully so, man.
And he broke a big rule of law, which is
don't be stupid, you moron.
Come on, Dad.
God, seriously.
There's other ways to get $780. Rob your daughter.
Poor kid.
Right?
Jeez.
103.7 Kiss FM. April Fool's Day, so don't fall for any pranks today. Just a little note there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the day, just Gibbons and I, just the boys. What's going on?
All right, Riggs, I know you've been waiting with bated breath, okay?
Oh, God, what happened?
For Kylie Jenner to respond to Jordan Woods making out with Tristan Thompson. Now, that happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
And there's been reports that Jordan was kicked out of Kylie's guest house.
Oh, God.
That the family is severing all ties.
Yeah.
Jordan went on a show with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and said it wasn't a big deal. It was just a smoochy smooch. There was no tongue involved. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kylie has spoken out. Now, you may not remember this, Riggs, but right when this all happened, Jordan Woods' lip kit on Kylie Jenner's website, part of her company, was put at half price, right? It was slashed in half.
Sure.
And people were like, oh my gosh, Kylie's not playing. She's cutting Jordan out. She's going to put Jordan's stuff on the shelf at half price so it'll all sell out.
Oh, give me the Kmart brand.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
right?
No.
But Kylie was in the New York Times over the weekend. They did a big article where she said, when asked, did you put this on sale? Were you the one who clipped Jordan's stuff? She said, quote, no. That's just not my character. I would never do something like that. And when I first saw it, I was thrown back. Jordan knows I didn't actually put it on sale. Because a bunch of people were like, how could you, Kylie? You're taking away her livelihood by cutting the cost of everything in half. And other people were like, of course you should cut the stuff in half. She's hooked up with your sister's baby daddy. Screw that chick. Kylie came out and said, dude, that stuff went on sale like a week or two before any of this happened.
It was already terrible and planned to go on sale or whatever. They needed to get rid of the inventory. Who
knows? It wasn't selling the way it was supposed to, so it was already on sale. But people didn't notice that until the very end. And they're
like,
how could you?
Because it was Jordan Woods and not Kylie. What's her name? It wasn't Kylie Jenner's.
Jordan What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, right.
Who, by the way.
Jordan Who's-Her-Face?
Jordan's new thing now. You know what she did over the weekend?
What, Gibbons? What?
She went out to, I forget the restaurant, some huge restaurant in Hollywood that everybody always goes to. Always has paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
And she literally walks out, done to the nines by herself, and just stood there. And just stood there while everyone takes photos.
Good.
And everyone asks questions, and she just stood there as the star of the show. And I said,
for her.
Hey, homewrecker, get the hell out of here. I hope you paid for your own meal, you homewrecker. How could you do that to Chloe, who you called a sister, to Kylie, who has made your career?
Jesus, is this WrestleMania or the Kardashians?
It's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, because I'm
really
pissed
is.
Off, dude.
It really is.
How could you?
Hey, has anybody been thrown through a table on the Kardashians?
Not yet, but I can see that coming on the upcoming season, dude.
Has anybody said anything on fire during the Kardashians?
Again, not yet, but I'm hoping we'll see it soon.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hallelujah, girl. What the? Wait, what?
No, this misconnection happened in a church, Gibbons.
Okay.
So that's why I say the Hallelujah Girl greeting.
Okay.
This one is titled Mass on Sunday Evening at Church of the Gisu. I don't know where that is. I'm not sure what Gisu would be.
I don't know.
I'm raised Catholic, so if it was like a Church of the Apostle St. Patrick or something, I would know that. But no, I don't know who this is. But he goes on to say, to the beautiful blonde girl, I sat in front of you. We shook hands during the shaking hand part of the ceremony. I guess whatever they do for shaking hands.
Uh-huh.
This is a long shot, but if you see this, I would love to meet for coffee. The way that we shook hands, we seemed to linger a little bit longer than most.
Ooh.
Longer than I most shake hands with other people. This guy can't even write.
Come on, man.
Why would you think that you can meet somebody in church? Do you think that the whole peace be with you part, I think that's what he's talking about. Because in the Catholic Church, there's a whole in between, like the sermon and then the part where you go up and you get the body of Christ, there's the whole peace be with you part, and everybody shakes hands. I think that's where he had the connection with her.
I've been this whole time Google searching the Gisu Church, and it's downtown in Milwaukee. No, it's downtown Milwaukee.
Is it Catholic?
It's Roman Catholic, yes.
Okay, yes.
It's near like 11th and Wisconsin, right near the freeway, near the Marquette Interchange. You're right near Marquette. Jack's been there a million times.
I'm sure.
That's where he goes to praise every Sunday morning.
Well, may the Lord be with you in this misconnection. Probably not going to happen, though. So.
And also with you.
Yeah, don't try to pick up somebody at Mass. It's just not going to happen.
No, at Mass and at the grocery store. That's where you find the one you love. That's where you find her.
Or the gym.
The gym. Yeah, that's, no, not the gym, sure. No.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. We're commercial free with Halsey. It's without me.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I was out last week, Gibbons.
Yeah?
If you know anything about me, you know that I have a little thing for Bigfoot.
No.
A little thing for Bigfoot? No.
A Bigfoot foot-sized thing about Bigfoot.
It's an obsession.
Yes, there you go.
It's an obsession.
There you go.
It's everything. Everybody has their own obsession. That's mine. It's Bigfoot.
We've been at the mall, and you've tagged in that you're looking for Bigfoot.
Always.
We've been at Miller Park at a game.
Always.
You're looking for Bigfoot.
Always looking for him, man. Always.
Oh,
so
man.
I went to the Bigfoot capital of the United States of America.
Where was it?
100%. It was Northern California, Humboldt County.
Are they known for being the Bigfoot capital of the world?
Yes. They have an entire gift shop dedicated to Bigfoot.
No.
So it's all Bigfoot stuff. There's like Bigfoot statues outside. There's Bigfoot folklore. There's people that run it that know everything about Sasquatch. There are maps of where they've been sighted around. I mean, these people are full-blown Bigfoot lunatics. Like, I just check in on Facebook. These people are making a living off of it, right?
Hey, if there's money to be made, hell.
So I realize I'm with my friend, and we were supposed to be skydiving, but the weather wasn't cooperating, so he goes, what if we go for a drive up north and check out Bigfoot country? Because this guy, he came and visited about a month ago from California and brought me a Bigfoot field guide, which I have on me right now.
No way.
The Sasquatch field guide.
So
100%,
wait,
yes.
Is he as into Bigfoot as you are?
No, not at all.
Not,
no.
So
I don't think anybody is as into Bigfoot as I am.
That's true.
It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Is it dumb? Yes, maybe it is. But I don't judge the stuff that you like.
Right.
That's okay. So he decided to take this little road trip to drive 6 hours north.
Good God.
To the Legend of Bigfoot store in this whole area. There's a map that's in this store of places where people have allegedly spotted Sasquatch. So we're going through these woods, and it's the tallest trees you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
The biggest, like, woods area you've ever seen in your life. The huge rock formations, like, right by the ocean. It's amazing. The scenery out there in California is beautiful. It's, like, perfect for a Sasquatch to live. And I think that if he was out there, he would be there for sure. I didn't see him. I did not see him at all. I just found, like, statues of him. There's so much, like, there's so many nods to Bigfoot out there. It's ridiculous. The people are totally into it. It's like going to Roswell, New Mexico, and seeing all the aliens and the spaceship crashes. It's like going there to one of those places.
Did you go into the Bigfoot shop, the gift shop?
Of course I did. I bought 6 stickers. How much do you think 6 bumper stickers, including this one that's on my laptop that says,
Bigfoot doesn't believe in you either.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
Okay. 100%, yeah.
For 6 of them, it's
6 bumper stickers.
Okay, it's a tourist trap, so I'm going to say $20.
You were very close, $25.
$25 for 6? What the
hell?
Tourist
trap. I knew it going into it, dude.
Riggs, I was about to be upset and kind of sad because I was hoping that you'd get me a shot glass from that place, but if they're charging $5 a pop for a sticker.
There was no money for a shot glass.
Shot glasses are $25 a piece, probably.
I blew my Bigfoot budget on the stickers, bro. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? You were in Bigfoot country and spent so much time and money at the gift shop, you probably had zero time to even hunt for Bigfoot himself.
Right? We did some looking. We definitely did some looking. Almost got lost in the woods a couple times.
Oh, my God, dude.
But if you've never checked out, like, the Avenue of the Giants, just Google Avenue of the Giants when you get to work. If you've never been there, if you don't know about it, just look at it. It's amazing.
I'll be Googling that right now.
Bigfoot probably still out there. I still haven't seen
You'll
it.
You'll find him.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Gibbons. Do you have a hell to the no? I got one, too. Go ahead.
I'm upset this morning, Riggs.
Why are you upset?
I was overjoyed when I saw that the UNC Tar Heels of men's basketball had lost because I was going to be able to talk smack to our boss, who's a giant UNC fan.
Yes.
And then my Duke Blue Devils, who I love, the Duke basketball team, went, laid an egg and lost last night, and I'm just like...
Well, they didn't lay an egg. They scored points.
Yeah,
they put something on the board.
They should have won. They didn't win, and now my whole smack talking to the boss goes away.
I find the Duke men's basketball team is a lot like the New England Patriots to me. They always win. They're always in the championships. It gets boring for a while, I enjoy watching them lose.
I
do. I know.
You know I love you, but I hate you, Riggs.
I know.
Okay? I'm going to leave it at that.
But as a man, as a sports fan, I understand that you're very upset when your team loses.
Yeah. What's been your household now? You've been out of work for a week on vacation doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Well, yes. I was doing some cool stuff in California last week. So my friend and I did a couple road trips. We decided to drive 4 hours to Yosemite National Park.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, right?
Right.
You would think a hell to the yeah.
Totally.
So we went and we saw one thing, and then we were running out of daylight, and we were like, should we make a right turn and go see a couple more landmarks, or go left and start heading back because it's getting dark? And the roads were super windy, so we were like, let's go back and turn left and
better
go home.
Better safe than sorry, okay.
Come to find out, when we get back, we were literally 5 minutes away from one of the most amazing things called El Capitan, the big thing in Yosemite.
Oh, dude!
We missed it! We drove all that way and didn't see El Cap. The movie about Free Solo, the guy that climbed it without any rope or anything, by himself. The movie, I watched the documentary. I was riveted by it, at least the last 20 minutes. Spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, if you get Free Solo, only watch the last 20 minutes, because that's the only part that's really... I mean, you can watch this whole story and everything, but the 20 minutes are the most riveting part. But we were all that way, 4 hours, and didn't even see the biggest, most iconic landmark in Yosemite,
and
I feel.
And you were 10
right
minutes
there,
away.
10 minutes away from it. Yes, less than 10 minutes away from it.
It reminds me of that scene from Dumb and Dumber, where they could have made a left to go towards the Rocky Mountains, or a right away from them. They made a right. You screwed up, brother.
I did. At least we get to see some sights, but we didn't get to see El Cap, man.
Come on,
we're gonna try,
man,
to climb it. Free solo, that thing. 414-799-1037, or you can pop us a text to 71037. Somebody texted into 71037. My hell knows when there's no crossing guard at Tosa West, Eisenhower, and Riggs is on the radio.
Well, they know that you are now a part-time crossing guard.
I am.
They want to know where the hell you are, quite frankly. I mean,
actually given a call by the Tosa City Hall.
No way.
I've been approved to be a crossing guard in the city of Wauwatosa.
Oh my God.
And I'll be doing an afternoon shift in the coming weeks. Hell yeah, right?
I say hell to the knock. You're responsible for safety of children?
Yes.
The person who hates kids is now responsible for their safety.
I hate my own kids, which I don't have any, so I love everyone else's kids. Other people's children.
You know what?
OPC.
You redeemed yourself there.
See?
Okay. Redemption.
I hate my kids, and I don't have any to hate, so I have to love your kids.
Oh, dude. Did you see this other text we got, the 71037?
No, what is it?
When you're already running 30 minutes late to work, and you're going to let the dogs from inside in, you realize one of them is missing. So you go to your backyard and look, and there's a big hole underneath the fence, and your dog is gone, and you find her 4.5 blocks away.
Hell no.
But it's a hell no that they got out, but at least you found the pup.
Silver lining, you found your doge.
Mm-hmm.
You found them. My hell no, this is another text to 71037.
Oh, God.
When the guy who's changing the oil in your car is flirting with you. Like, I'm just trying to fix my car.
Bro.
Yes.
Come on, man. There's a time and a place to flirt, and that ain't
Don't
it.
Don't make any dipstick jokes. That's disgusting. And it's been overdone. That's your hell to the no.
Jesus.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with 25 wins, only been beaten 5 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time. Think of someone famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of using only yes or no questions. Hey, Gibbons the Great, come on in here, man.
Hey, I'm over here. What's poppin' with y'all?
Yo, I'm talking to Michael on the north side. He's my new buddy, and I have a good feeling that he's going to beat your ass this morning.
Psh, me don't think so.
Gibbons the Great versus Michael. You ready to go, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
All right, Mike, are you thinking of a lady?
No.
Is this someone that really exists?
Yes.
Are you thinking of somebody who is older than 40?
Yes.
Could you have on your brain somebody linked with athletics, maybe?
Yes.
Has the person that you're thinking of recorded albums before?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Perhaps you've got an American on your mind?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of somebody associated with comedy?
No.
Is this character on your mind famous thanks to TV?
No.
Is this perhaps a basketball player?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a chubby person?
No.
A chubby basketball player?
The round mound of sound, Charles Barkley. I want to make sure it wasn't him.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe you're thinking of somebody from the Windy City connected to Chicago.
No.
Oh, me got it. Okay, let me clear up my crystal ball. You'll be thinking of 8 or 24. Which Kobe Bryant is it? Because you're thinking of Kobe.
No, sir.
Who was you thinking of?
Allen Iverson.
Oh, the answer. How am I not going to know that?
Practice.
Practice?
We talking about practice?
Not the game. We're talking about practice.
Practice?
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 I can't.
You don't know what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about. Just go to YouTube and look up Allen Iverson practice.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Good pull on Allen Iverson this morning. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great.
All right, thanks.
Really? I come back from vacation to a loss? Come on.
Looky here.
Looky where?
There'd be bumbleclots everywhere, and this morning, me be the biggest bumbleclot.
This is an April Fool's show? Come on.
I'm sorry.
Gibbons the Great. Another loss. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time. 799-1037.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley. Rewind.
100 bands in my pocket. It's all me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles. These bottles is lonely. When I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. What?
You know every word of that song so well that you can just recite it in spoken word?
Of course I can.
You are the weirdest person I've ever met in my life.
Why, because I love Post Malone?
I love Posty too, but I can't quote the songs
when I read the lyrics front ways and back ways and listened to it countless times. God. It's my favorite song we're playing right now.
I like you, but you're crazy, bro.
I am crazy. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Alley. Allie will be back in tomorrow, so it's just Gibbons and I this morning. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I just said 10 seconds ago that I like you, but you're crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I learned on the show this morning, you are crazier than I ever imagined.
Why?
You went on a trip.
Yeah.
You just got home from a trip. You went to California to do some skydiving.
Yeah.
You brought all your equipment. You were going to go.
Yep.
And you didn't go.
Because the weather sucked.
No, I think you could have gone anyway, but I think you really went to California just to go hunt Bigfoot.
I did.
Because you went all over the place. You went to a big shop, like a gift shop for Bigfoot.
The Legend of Bigfoot shop, I did, 100%.
All over the freaking place.
I was all over Humboldt County, California, the Emerald Triangle, if you will.
To try to find Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So, like, your one big hobby is skydiving. You've skydived how many times?
480 something.
And now we can say that you've gone on a cross-country hunt for Bigfoot at least once, and I think it'll happen again.
Yeah, you know what? It will. It will happen again.
That'll be all of your trips. Well, am I going to go to skydive, or am I going to go to hunt Bigfoot, or am I going to do both?
Uh-huh. Next stop, Canada.
Oh, my God.
I think that's where he may go.
You think Bigfoot's a Canadian hoser?
Yeah, he wants free healthcare, man. That's what he's going there for.
True. And he likes poutine. I mean, who doesn't like poutine?
Right?
My God.
I learned something about Gibbons on the show this morning.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
That Gibbons has always been passionate about the radio, so much so that he was disturbed by a Howard Stern April Fool's prank some years ago, thinking that they changed his favorite morning show, but they did not. It was an April Fool's stunt.
I called out. Well, I didn't call. I skipped school. I didn't call out of school. I skipped school that day. Did not go to school. I was so damn distraught over
it. Truant little child.
Are you surprised? Look how I turned out.
I'm not. Not at all.
Come on, man.
No, not at all. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 628 in the books. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.